22nd Psalms, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. We ought to be a glad people. Amen. We got the freedom to go and to come when we want to. It'll come a time, I'm sure, that when we have to slip around maybe to have services. Amen.
That's right.
So we're glad everybody's here tonight. It come and we enjoyed the service in the beginning of the revival Sunday night. And somebody said, well, did you sleep good last night? No, I rolled and tumbled all night. Lord just dealt with me all night long, seemed like. And when I'm holding revivals, you know, I want to preach what God gives me. A revival is something that's important to me, and it ought to be important to every one of us. It's something that a preacher can't bring to you. It's something that a congregation of the church has got to get in travail with God, and when they do that, then we'll begin to see sons and daughters born into the kingdom of God. Amen. And all I can do is just do what the Lord leads me to do, and I want you to do that tonight. Amen. If God leads you to come to the altar, whatever He leads you to do, you get up and do it. You ain't going to interrupt me. I had a woman one time up there at the church said, Brother Douglas, I want to apologize for my little kid crawling under benches and cutting up and everything. I said, don't you apologize for that little kid. I said, he's going through a learning process. I said, I'm glad to see that little fella in church because a lot of them won't be crawling under the benches. They're crawling in the places they don't need to be. Amen?
Amen.
So it tickles me when I get kids or young children there at the church. It just tickles me to death because people say, well, they're the church of tomorrow. No, they're the church today.
Amen.
I've got a thought tonight. I want you to listen to the thought that God's instilled in our hearts. And the title of the thought, needing to hear God's word through the preaching of it. We're living in a world that people are not hearing the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
They hear what they want to hear and what maybe some of the preachers are preaching to them that they want to hear, but they need to hear, thus saith the word of God. Amen?
Amen,
and that's what we want you to hear tonight, and it's a needful thing for you tonight, and especially if you hear tonight, and I don't know heart. All I know is my own heart. But if you're here tonight and you need something, the Lord, please hear the word of God that will be preached. Amen?
Amen.
We find, before we even get started, Brother Tom Batchelder, would you ask God's blessing on this service and on His messenger, please? Yes, bless Him, Lord.
We need young folks in our churches, Lord. Where's my kid at? Lord, good old brother, Lord. I pray you'll bring him to the house, Lord, and show him about Jesus. And I hope and pray that I can teach him about Jesus. And I do it every time, Lord. Sometimes they just don't want to listen, Lord. But I pray for each family here represented that they'll bring their kids and their grandkids and fill these churches up, Lord, even if it's revival, Lord, on Sunday, especially, Lord, to worship You in truth and spirit. Be with our brothers. He teaches and
yes, Lord.
Preaches this word of Christ. And just bless him and his family, especially in any way, Father. We thank You, Lord, for what You've done and what You brought us here tonight, Lord. It's a true blessing. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for the good, humble prayers. Been prayed through the church since I've been here. This evening, you keep praying in your heart. Keep praying silent to yourself that God will bless this service.
Amen.
There'll be a move in the service tonight. If there is a need, that need will be met tonight. Amen. We find in Romans 10 and 17, I want to tell you a little about God's word. And then before we get into what God has laid on our heart, but in Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, And hearing by the word of God. Years ago, when I was just a little boy, I remember my grandmama and Brother Raleigh McDaniel. He'd stop up there at that old house where we was renting from him at that time. And it burnt down when I was a kid. We lost everything we had in the old house. But he would bring us down here to church. And they would get to shouting. And the preacher, boy, I mean, he would just be on fire with the word of God in his heart and his soul. And brother, he would deliver a message that would scare me to death as a kid. And I'd crawl under my grandmama's coattail. I was scared. And she'd pat me on top of the head and said, "Sound boy, it's all right. They're happy." Well, I didn't know at that time that that seed had been sowed in my heart. Amen. I'd heard of the word of God and it preached to me at that time, but I didn't realize it. I was just a kid. But over the years, that word that was preached, my friends, brought me down to a conviction that caused me to be born again by the Spirit of God. Amen? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now we find in Romans 1:16, Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek." I want you to know salvation is for A-double-L tonight. Amen? We find in the book of Acts 2:17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and it said, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young man shall see visions. Your old man dream dreams. And on my servants and handmaidens, I'll pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I'll show wonders in heaven, signs in the earth, beneath the blood, the fire, the vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, but before the great and noble day of the Lord come, and it shall come to pass, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen? So my friends, tonight, it's whosoever call upon the name of the Lord. You need to hear how the word of God tonight, you need to hear it preached in the power and in the purity that God gives his messengers tonight. We find in John 1:2, it said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God." The Word has always been here. Amen. Somebody said, "Well, where did God come from?" We find in the Bible he comes from Tema. Amen. That was a mountain there, close to the mountain, I believe, that Moses was given the Ten Commandments. Amen. And we find in Matthew 24:35, we're just going to give you a little of these right now. It said, "Heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Brother, what I may say to you tonight out of myself, it'll come to naught. But when I tell you something out of these scriptures tonight, it will be ever more settled in heaven and earth. It will never pass away. Amen. Brother, this old world one day is going to pass away. It's going to be destroyed with fire and brimstone. That's what we find over in the 2nd Peter, I believe it is, about the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse, said, "But the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works are therein shall be burned up." So this world is going to be destroyed. And the only thing that's going to count tonight is that precious word that you hear. Amen. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder of soul and the spirit, and the joints and the marrow. It is a discerner in the thought and intent of your heart tonight. Every heart. God knows all about our every imaginations tonight. He searches the very rinds of man's heart. There's nothing hid tonight that God does not know about.
That's
right. Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Listen now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God spoke this world into an existence.
Amen.
What power he had. I find over in the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, the very last chapter, in the 18th verse, said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He had it all tonight. Amen. Listen to his word tonight. He told over here in 2 Timothy 4 and 2, Paul encouraged Timothy and told him, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Brother Gary, that's your obligation tonight. Brother Mike, that's your obligation tonight. Sammy Douglas, that's your obligation tonight. It's to preach the word. A lot of times I'm sure that these ministers here, maybe don't feel like preaching some morning. Maybe they don't have a thought or maybe don't have the zeal like they would like to preach, but yet they do what they can.
That's right, brother.
And that's what we got to do, in season or out of season. Amen?
Amen.
Now we're going to get on to this. About needing to hear the word of God and through the preaching of it. And we find in the book of Acts, of the 10th chapter, the first verse, it talked about there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius. He was a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his household. Gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And evidently the Bible said about the 9th hour, 3 o'clock that evening, there appeared unto him an angel had come in there. And he said, Cornelius. And Cornelius looked toward him and he was afraid. And he said, what is it, Lord? And he said, thy prayers and thy alms has come up as a memorial before God. Send man into Joppa, call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, who lodgeth with one Simon a tanner by the seaside. He'll tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And he called two of his household, and he called a devout soldier that waited on him continually, and he declared these things unto them. Now Cornelius was a religious man. But Cornelius was lost.
Yes.
And he sent these men to Joppa to fetch Peter and to bring him back to tell him what he ought us to do. And to show you how God works on both ends of the situation here, in the 9th verse of this same chapter, in the middle of it, said, now Peter went up on the housetop to pray, being about the 6th hour, and became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and he saw the heavens open up, and a certain vessel descend unto him. It had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down unto the earth, wherein he saw all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and fowls of the air. And a voice spoke to Peter and said, arise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I've not eaten anything common or unclean. The voice spoke to Peter the second time and said, what God has cleansed, I call thou not common. This was done thrice. Three times, and the vessel was received back up into heaven again. While Peter now meditated upon this vision and thought on it, these men from Caesarea had came to Joppa to where Peter was lodging there, and they was inquiring about him, and the Spirit had told Peter, said, you go with these men and you doubt them nothing. So Peter went with them, and six men went with him with him, and there were three that came, that's ten altogether, went back to Cornelius there. And as they came to Cornelius, Cornelius met Peter and fell down at his feet and began to worship him. And Peter took him up and said, I'm a man as you are. And as they came in, there was a great number of people gathered together. And Peter said, you know, it's an unlawful thing for a man being a Jew to keep company or come under one of another nation. But God has showed me to call no man common or unclean, for he is a God that has no respect of persons. And Peter began to preach Christ and him crucified to those that were assembled there, and the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell upon all of them.
Amen.
So tonight, my friends, it was very important for Cornelius to hear the word of God and hear it preached.
That's right.
The word of God tonight preached in the power and in the purity is something will help you to be a stronger Christian, amen?
Amen, brother.
Some people don't like the hard preaching of God's word because it gets in their lives and they don't like it because maybe they're doing some things they don't need to be doing, and that preaching begins to bring correction to that individual and they get mad.
Right.
I preached over in Old Westside one time back years ago, and it was some people going over there. I won't call their name. I didn't have no confidence in them. I know that. And I know you wouldn't either if I told you who they was. Amen?
Amen, brother.
He told me, he said, you know, Brother Douglas, it ain't that straight away as you preach. I said, it ain't. I said, my Bible said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many there be at, and very few that enter in at the straight gate. And I said, If it ain't a straight way, what is it? And he said, well, it's that a way, but you don't need to preach it that a way. And I said, well, if a man can't come in here and preach the truth and let people hear the word of God and hear it preached and the power of God gives it, I said, you need to bar the door to your church and go somewhere else.
That's right, brother. Amen.
I was preaching one time and woman told Brother Greer, said, I didn't know that Douglas boy, he just cussed like a dog behind that pulpit. Brother Greer said, would you tell me what he said? He said, he asked us, was we bastards or sons? And he said, well, he preached you the truth. She said, he did? He said, yeah. She'd have read the book of Hebrews, she'd have known a little better, wouldn't she? 12 and 8. If you be without chastisement, whereof all the partakers live, then are you bastards and not sons.
Right.
We've got a little bastard children running around here, don't know who their daddy is. The mamas don't even know who their daddy is. They just say, well, you know, it could have been you. He sort of looks like you. But I heard the word, and it was preached to me, and I got something that night when I got saved through that word that I heard many years ago, a brother, that didn't make me a bastard child.
Right, brother.
I know I've got a heavenly Father.
Amen.
And I know when I get out of the way that he would have me to. Now we find in Job, I believe it is over there, and just don't know actually the scripture, maybe 25 and 16, I don't know. I can't remember, but I know he said, for God maketh my heart soft, but the Almighty hath troubled me. And I thought, what in the world is he talking about? I prayed so long to understand that scripture, and I was just about ready to ask somebody about it, and I said, no, I'm going to just pray a little longer. And God began to reveal it to me. And he said, remember when I took that old stony heart of yours out and I put a fleshly heart of love and you love people that you despise and couldn't stand to be around? I said, yes, Lord, I can understand that. But the Almighty troubled me. He said, son, when you get out there and you're doing things that's not right, am I there not troubling you to come out of it?
Amen.
And I said, yes, Lord, you are. So I'll take that scripture for what God gave it to me. Amen. People that are not saved by the grace of God, not hearing the word of God preached in the power, not having a conviction spirit, they will never understand the word of God. Amen.
That's right.
They can look at it in the natural, but hey, that won't get it. I remember my daddy-in-law. I loved him, bless his heart. We could get into it pretty easy, me and him. But he told me about, he said, what do you think about the scripture? He'd always wanted to ask me something. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, well, the Bible said it's better if your hand offends you to cut it off, better go in life with one hand maimed and to go to hell with two hands. I said, no, that don't mean cut it off. And he said, that's what the Bible said. I said, no, I'm going to give it to you in spiritual terms. Right. Cut it out of your life.
Amen.
Well, he said, that ain't what the Bible said. I said, that's what it says to me.
Amen.
See, I can understand the spiritual things, and I don't have to look at it in the natural no more. I understand what God says about it. You cut your hand off, you lie bleed to death, take your own life. Amen. I don't know why I get on all that stuff, but Cornelius needed to hear the word of God and it preached to him.
Amen.
The word of God this week, and I know with all my heart, has been preached to this church. I hadn't brought you something of my imagination or what I think about it. It's what God says about it, okay? We got too much of this stuff. I see it this way and that way. I don't care about how you see things. Let's go with what God says about it.
Amen.
We go in Acts 8:29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. Now I want you to look something about when Philip went over there. He ain't like a lot of us today. When God gives dealing with us to do something, we may put it off a day or two. We may eventually sever over there. But the Bible said Philip, he ran over there. And he heard this Ethiopian eunuch read from the prophet Isaiah. And he asked him, said, do you understand what you read? He said, how can I understand except some man should guide me? That's why God calls his preachers out in the ministry line to guide and to help those that do not understand.
Amen.
This is the importance of hearing God's word and having it preached to you. And the Bible said the scriptures he read from was this. He was as a sheep led to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearers, openeth not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment were taken away. Who shall declare his generation for his life? Was taken from the earth. I'm here to declare it tonight.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Right there's a man will declare it. He'll declare it. All Christians that's been saved by the grace of God will declare it tonight. But the Ethiopian eunuch was a religious man. He didn't understand. Like Cornelius. He was a religious man, but he was lost. There's a lot of people today you think has been born again because they live so close a life and do so good and everything, but yet they don't know the Lord. There's going to be a lot of church members going to be fooled, ain't they?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen, old me.
There's going to be people that shouted all over the floor, ain't going to heaven. Going to be people dancing around, ain't going to heaven. But those that does the will of my Father. And then the Ethiopian eunuch, he asked Philip a question. He said, who is this prophet speaking of? Is he speaking of himself or some other man? Boy, that's when Philip opened his mouth, took these same scriptures, and he began to preach Jesus to him. This old Ethiopian, he was beginning to hear the word of God, and it preached to him through the power and the purity that God would have his minister to preach. And they was going on their way. They done come to a certain water. Oh, Ethiopian eunuch said, now here's water. What hinders me to be baptized? And this ought to be a question that every one that's going to be baptized to be asked. He said, do you believe with all of your heart?
Amen.
And the Ethiopian eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
What did Romans 10 and 9 and 10? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
So the Ethiopian eunuch, he confessed with his mouth and he believed that the Lord Jesus Christ and God had raised him from the dead, and he become a candidate then to be baptized. Now, I'm not preaching on baptism tonight, but he become a candidate.
That's right.
And there's an Ethiopian eunuch, and old Philip went down into the water there, and he baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. They came out of the water. And the Bible said the Spirit caught Philip away that the Ethiopian eunuch saw him no more, but the Ethiopian eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Why? Because he had heard the word of God and it preached to him. And he received it with gladness. When the word went out to you and you heard the word and it was preached to you and it took its lodging place, you can tell the people the time and the place.
That's right.
Some people, I heard a man tell me one time, he said, well, I don't believe that time and the place. I said, you never was saved then.
That's right.
You mean you called me a liar? I said, you never was saved if you ain't got a time and place. I said, Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter and the 1st verse said, to every season there's a time under the heavens. To everything under the heavens. So there's got to be a time. There's got to be a place. When I was saved, I didn't have my eye on a watch what time it was, but I know I was saved at a certain time, and I know I was saved on a Monday night. And I know I was saved in a little old Pentecostal holiness church. You mean you got saved in the Pentecostal hole in the church? You better believe it. And I shouted with all of them.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
Matter of fact, I even preached at a Pentecostal church like that, holiness, for over 7 years. A pastor had a heart attack, and he knowed I'd preach the truth. I was going to be honest about it. He said, "Brother Douglas, I know you'll preach the truth. Would you help me out?" And I said, "Sure." I stayed there 7 years. It didn't get much better. You better believe I love them all.
Amen, brother.
I love the Methodists, the Baptists, Pentecostals. I love them all.
Amen.
Why? Because they're my brothers and sisters.
Right.
If they've heard the word and it's been preached to them and they've accepted that in their hearts and been born again, I'll guarantee you that all this rain that we have and all these little creeks and ponds, it all runs eventually back into the sea, and you can't tell it from what water it is. Amen. That's just the way God's people are. If they're Christians, you can't tell them apart. They're God's people. So the Ethiopian eunuch, he needed to hear the word, and he needed that word to be preached to him. Acts 16 and 25. You remember when Paul and Silas was cast in prison. And it said at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sung praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and every man's bands loosed. Well, the old Philippian jailer there that was keeping watch over them, and if any of them escaped, well, they would take his life. And he knew that, and when he awoke out of his sleep, I guess because of the shaking of the foundation, that earthquake, he began to take out his own sword and was going to take his own life because he seen those doors open and he supposing everybody had escaped. But Paul, he cried with a loud voice, "Do thyself no harm. We're all here." You know what he done? He called for a light. And he sprang in there where Paul and Silas were and came falling and trembling before them and brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" He heard the word of God, and it was preached to him. And the first thing he told him on now, he said, "If thou believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in thy house." I like that part.
Amen, brother.
All of them were saved that very night. And why the prisoners didn't escape? Because they'd heard the word of God and it preached to them, and they got a change in life. I believe they got something they wasn't afraid to die with that night, don't you?
Amen.
They didn't want to escape. That old Philippian jailer got something that night he needed to hear preached to him. You know, I've somebody talk about all these people with all these pierced earrings and their noses and all that. That don't bother me. I love it. Come on, get in church.
That's right.
Serve the Lord.
Amen, brother.
I've heard them all, man. I just don't like the way that dress is. And I'm not a clothesline preacher. I preach for the soul of man. They work that out with God themselves.
Amen.
Amen. I want people to come to church. I want people to hear the word and be preached to them.
Amen.
Or I'll end up, you know what the Lord told Ezekiel when he told him to go into the house of Israel down there and preach to them. And he made his forehead harder than a flint because Israel was a rebellious nation and a hard-headed nation. And he told him to go down there and warn that man was doing wrong, in other words. And if he didn't warn him and if he didn't flee from that wrong and he died in his sin, your blood's going to be required at his hand or your hands. But if you warn him and he dies and don't make a change, then it won't be required.
That's right, brother.
So tonight, I don't want no individual's blood required at my hand.
Amen.
I'd rather for you to get mad at me as the Lord.
Amen. That's right, brother.
I'm not a fancy preacher. I don't know very much. I count myself one of the least of God's ministers. But you won't find nobody that'll try any harder. And you got no excuse when God calls you to do a work. You remember the scripture? It says the call, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. What's he talking about, church? He's talking about that individual that God has called to do a work. God ain't going to repent of it, but he's going to have to. When he called me to preach, I run like a goose. I didn't want it. I couldn't read my name if he put it up on that wall at that time. You mean, Brother Douglas, you ain't got no education? I ain't got a bit. You got a preacher here tonight, ain't got no education. What I've educated on is this right here. This has been my life study. I had a good woman, see, and I couldn't read, and God called me to preach, and I made my calling at a home prayer meeting one Saturday night, and it was at my house. We would take time about having these home prayer meetings. Y'all remember them old home prayer meetings? And I got happy in that home prayer meeting. Boy, first thing I know, I told them I was called to preach. I won't never forget Brother Eldred Haskin. He said, "I want you to preach for me tomorrow night." Now, that was Saturday night. Want me to preach for him Sunday night? I said, "I can't preach." Well, I told the truth. I couldn't do nothing. But God could. And somebody told me, said, "Well, Brother Douglas, if you couldn't ever read or nothing in the Bible, you would still could preach God's word." I said, "No, sir, I could not. I could give a good testimony. And maybe somebody get saved through a good testimony." But I said, until I studied in 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 15th verse, said, "Study to show yourselves a workman under God that needeth not to be ashamed, lightly dividing the word of truth." I said, when I study and learn, I said, I'll be able to preach God's word. I've got to know who he's talking to, what the event's about, and what's going on. That's what's wrong with a lot of this preaching today. We hear you've got these shotgun preachers. I've asked people, "What did your preacher preach on this morning?" "Well, he preached the Bible, Brother Douglas." "Well, what was his subject? What did he preach on?" "Well, he preached the Bible." If you can't take something home with you,
amen,
and what's drove home to you, you ain't received nothing in a service. If I come here to preach God's word, and if I don't give a thought and give you that thought and hammer that thought in your heart, you can't take it home and know what I preached about. You can say, "Well, he preached the Bible, quoted a lot of scriptures." But you can say, "He preached the word." Needing to hear God's word through the preaching of it. Everybody believe that tonight, amen?
Amen, brother. Amen.
You remember on the day of Pentecost when it was fully come. Oh, Peter, you know, he was always in and out, in and out. But on that day, Peter took a stand, didn't he?
Amen, brother.
He began to preach to those people over there, Christ and Him crucified. They heard a message that day from God that they needed to hear, and through the preaching of it. If my understanding, there was about 3,000 souls added unto them.
That's right.
And that's found in the book over there of Acts 2:37-38, where Peter told them to repent and be baptized for the remissions of their sins. John preached repentance, baptism under water, he had repented. But he couldn't save them. What saved those people was when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." And you know, when that day though, he said, now, if I understand it there now, he said, when he come down there, you know, and he said, talked about Jesus, said, "I'm not worthy to even unlatch his shoes. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Amen.
Amen.
You can get in a lot of things when you get into that far. You can get into 3 baptisms if you don't watch out. You got to study hard. You remember when he said his fan was in his hand.
That's right.
That was creating a circulation to get the chaff away from the wheat, amen. That would be bundled up and burn in quenchable fire. I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother.
And I want to be on fire for Jesus, but I don't want to be on fire like what we was talking about, amen. I can't preach a lot of things unless you study hard to understand it. There's things that God's given me I can understand that I never thought possible. But tonight I just want to drive that one thought home to you. Needing to hear the Word of God through the preaching of it.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
God bless you tonight. Brother, Get a song, and I'm not going to tarry, not going to hold you up. I never could end anything real pretty or nothing. Like a lot of ministers, boy, they can just wound stuff up and just bring it to an end real pretty. I never could do that. All I know to do is say what God gives me.
Amen.
And that's what I'll do all through this revival. And the only doctrine anyone ever should preach is Christ and Him crucified.
Amen. Amen.